has a very appropriate name. Its evergreen tree always green. It does not become dormant in the winter, as most other trees do. The color green represents new life, and the needles of the evergreen tree always point up towards heaven. It symbolizes our everlasting life with Jesus. We should be like the evergreen tree, always full of life and never become dormant in our life with Jesus as our arms are lifted up towards the towards heaven.
Ornaments are used to decorate Christmas trees every year, and people look for the perfect ones to fit on their tree. Every Christmas tree just wouldn't look complete without our ornaments. Ornaments symbolize the blessings in our lives, and our lives just wouldn't be complete without God's blessings. Everything that we have is due to God loving us so much that he wants to shower us with his blessings. Just as ornaments are all different shapes and sizes, blessings are all different as well. God picks and chooses each blessing for us so that it will be just right. The next time you decorate your tree, think of a blessing God has given you each time you put up an ornament. I think that you'll run out of ornaments before you run out of blessings.
Making cookies is a favorite activity for most families during the Christmas season. Cookie cutters are used to turn ordinary cookie dough into edible masterpieces. God doesn't use any cookie cutters when he creates each one of us. He makes each one of us so special and unique that you'd have to break the mold after just one use. He is the potter, and we are the clay he wants to mold into his masterpieces. We just need to be willing to follow his lead.
The roof has its evergreen branches bent in a circle set so that the ends touch, having no beginning or end, just as there is no beginning or end of Jesus' love for us. Just as the roof looks the same throughout and seems not to change, so his love for us will be the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
The bell rings out to guide lost sheep back into the fold, signifying that all are precious in the eyes of God. Jesus is our shepherd, and he died so that we can spend eternity with him in heaven. He's calling us to follow him. Will you listen?
So Some people think that getting presents is the greatest thing about Christmas. Other people think that presents have nothing to do with Christmas. Well, they are both wrong. The wise men came to visit Jesus when he was a young child, and they gave him presents of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They offered him gold, paying tribute to him as a king, frankincense to honor him as a god with the smoke of incense, and myrrh because they knew he would die, and myrrh was used in embalming dead bodies. These wise men saw the small boy and knew he was a king, who was the long-awaited Messiah, that he would die for the sins of the world.
Many people spend hours wrapping all of their presents. They use ribbons and bows to make sure that their presents are as beautiful as possible. What they don't realize is that the items that they use to decorate the outside of the gift has more meaning than the actual gift inside. The bow ties their present with a beautiful ribbon, just as Jesus ties all Christians together with his love. We may not be in the same family, but we are all in the family of God. Jesus is the ribbon that binds us all together.
We see holly used in many Christmas decorations, but do you know what the holly actually stands for? The leaves represent the crown of thorns that was placed on Jesus' head before he was crucified. The berries represent the blood that he shed for us. He endured criticism, excruciating pain, and embarrassment. The next time you see a decoration with holly on it, remember what he went through, all so that we could spend an eternity in heaven with him.
When a room is full of darkness, it is dark.
It is dark, but if you light a single match in a dark room, the room is light. There may be more darkness, but the light overpowers it. We are that light. We can be the single light in a world of darkness. We must share light with the world so that the light increases.
Imagine you were a lowly shepherd watching your sheep, and this night seems no different than any other. Then all of a sudden, an angel in the sky above you telling about Jesus' birth. You are a poor shepherd. Why did God send an angel to tell the shepherds? Considered my most to be lowest of people, because the message that God had about the birth of Jesus was for all people, not just the rich, not just the world leaders, but for everyone.
The candy cane symbolizes many things. If you hold it upright, it looks like a shepherd's staff. The shepherds were the first to know about Jesus' birth. If you turn it upside down, it looks like a J. Jesus starts with J. The red stripes represent the blood that Jesus shed for us. The white symbolizes the purity of Jesus. Who knew that this delicious candy cane was so symbolic of Jesus' simple birth and awful death?
The star is a heavenly sign of a prophecy that was fulfilled ages ago, the shining hope of all mankind. Three wise men traveled many miles following a star in the sky. The star was their guiding hope to Jesus. God was the wise men's travel agent, leading them to the greatest destination known to man, our Savior Jesus. We have the Bible as our guiding light to help us live, love, and serve as Jesus taught us. Are you going to follow him?
We would like to thank you all for coming today and for participating in this with us as the kids lead worship. We are going to sing our last song, which is Go Tell It on the Mountain. They've learned a lot this year. It's been fun to work with them. And so we are going to sing the chorus one time, and we'll invite you to sing it with us the second.